In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The gospel lesson that we heard today is one of my most favorite readings out of all the readings in the Bible. It is very fitting that today we have this reading. So I want to tell you a little story. I once knew a young boy whose favorite thing was to go to church with his mother and his sister and see his friends there. Sing in church. He loved Sunday school, sat with rapt attention at the feet of any who would teach him. A few years go by, and a man turns around in church one day and tells the little boy's mother, "Keep your son from singing, he's disturbing everyone else." A few more years go by, he's in Sunday school, mercilessly teased because he's one of the few people that in high school carried a Bible with him. All of a sudden, he doesn't want to go to church, doesn't want to be in Sunday school, doesn't want to be a part of the youth group. Sees no point to church. The young boy now grows to a young man and goes off to college. Never darkens the door of a church again. Instead, he looks at Buddhism, Taoism, looks at being a druid, falls into witchcraft. Shifted by any wind that blew him anywhere that might hold a truth. Young boy grows further. Meets someone who's to be his wife. They get married. Goes to a Bible study after a few years of marriage. Realizes that he was just walking through the motions in church and that he didn't have the full story. Read the Bible for himself the first time and came to Christ again. His intention was to serve God in whatever way he could, recognizing in himself the idea of a prodigal son. He found the truth that he had been searching for all along, and it was in the church that he had left. He goes through, and as he grows, he gets a call to ministry. He goes off to seminary, learns more, finds much to be happy about, and continues on in life. The young boy grown to a man, not expecting to ever be in the position of a priesthood, is dressed by fine robes in his Father in heaven. That young boy stands before you today giving this sermon. The idea of the prodigal son, the one who returns, is really one of the core doctrines of the church. It is the infinite and everlasting grace given to us all, should we choose to accept it. I wanted nothing more than to be a simple worker. Yet I find myself in robes, with a ring on my finger even, serving more than I had ever hoped to serve. I would have been happy with far less, being the prodigal son. God's grace is abundant and always overflowing. That story is also why Lent is my favorite season. I have all this. I am all this. I do all this because I have been forgiven. It is what everyone can be. We have but to ask. Therein is the catch. We have to ask. It's not enough to expect to be forgiven. It's not enough to continue through life and say that God is a merciful God. I don't need to do anything. You follow that, and there can be no party. There can be no fatted calf that's slaughtered. But in the asking, we show our repentance, and our return is celebrated. That, my friends, is Lent. A time that is almost over. A time for better things to come. But I encourage you all to be prodigal sons and daughters of our ever faithful God. Amen.